saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
All right, let's start with the awesome, huh? How about we do that? So Finding Dory is going to be coming out in a few short weeks. It's going to be summer blockbuster time right now, right? And, you know, Finding Nemo, of all the animated pictures that I've seen, and I have enjoyed many of them over the years, Finding Nemo, definitely one of my top three.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I love that movie on so many different levels. It's incredibly well done. The voice work is great. The animation's great. The story is great. Mm-hmm. The orchestration's incredible. Finding Dory is going to be great. I'm telling you, I mean, this honestly is probably, to me, Ellen's best acting role ever.
She voices it. It's not her acting.
I know, but it is. Like, they actually do this stuff. If you watch the making of, they do this stuff with the faces and the voices and all that stuff. It's her most endearing role for me. I mean, I love her as a host.
Right.
I love her as a talker. But in the movie, I just, oh, she makes me melt.
Right. She makes Dory Dory.
Now, here's the problem is that all you parents are going to take all the kids to go see the movie, and then you're going to destroy the fish population, apparently, across the world.
What?
So all they're talking about is that after Finding Nemo came out, there's articles out right now that said after Finding Nemo came out, clownfish declined worldwide in the oceans. We're not talking about in aquariums. Worldwide in the oceans because everybody had to go out and buy a clownfish.
All right.
Yeah. Now they're saying the exact same thing will happen with the blue tang. That's the kind of fish that Dory is. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that they're worried that that and the clownfish again will be hit after the movie comes out. So you parents, temper your children after the movie and just be like, listen, you don't really want that pet, all right? You're going to get over it in like a month.
I have a blue glowfish.
Yeah.
Isn't that suitable enough?
And how long did it take for you and Hayden both to get over that fish enough that now Paul is taking care of it solely? 72 hours.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I remembered something. That's not possible. Is it? Okay. Is it like a picture in your head? And then you think I've seen this before? I just used the word before, which means I'm remembering something. What was I talking about?
Same old Dory.
Wait.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So you might have seen the video last week of the heroic actions of Santiago Portilla. Who is that? That's the guy that pulled a guy out of a burning car. Video and all that stuff was there to see. Here's the thing. It's coming out now that Santiago, before he pulled the guy out of a car, actually took the time to set up his camera on his own. Here's the actual audio from him saving the guy.
Right. Noise.
He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So he's yelling at the guy that he's saving from the car after he gave an interview to the local TV station. This is what he had to say about his actions.
I had to save him. You know, I saw the big explosion. I saw the fire and he's alive. I know that he might not have been alive if I wasn't there.
Yeah, but didn't he set up a camera?
Set up the camera ahead of time, which, by the way, I mean, to get the right angle sometimes can take a little time there. But
wait, what?
Thank you anyway, Santiago.
I mean, who does that?
Somebody that wants to be all over YouTube and the news, and I guess it worked at this point. And then how about this story right here? Jason Schwartz was in a coma, or his brother, rather, was in a coma for 48 days after having a heart attack. He's an Army vet, younger guy. He woke up just the other day. An amazing story, right? And the first thing that he wanted, Taco Bell. Listen to this.
A coworker and a friend was visiting him and saw him with his eyes open, called in the nurse. The nurse started communicating with him by blinking, once for yes, twice for no, like right out of the movies. And then it was just a snowball from there. He was ready for Taco Bell. All of us have been ready for it. That Taco Bell.
I like
my little brother back.
This is not a commercial yet. But you got to think that there's something going on right now.
You hear the music behind him? It's like, then he woke up.
Right. It's all deep and emotional. Right.
It's Taco Bell.
8.5 crunchy tacos, I guess he ate the first sitting.
Oh,
congratulations.
My gosh.
Saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100. $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.